Okay, this morning, we have a little discussion here about the handling of very, very easy cases. And we better discuss this because you're going to run into lots of them. Now, a very easy case is characterized by the fact that it exteriorizes well and chases all around the place rather easily. Has fairly good sense of reality immediately when exteriorized. Well, if you were sitting down there in your auditing room and you told somebody to be 3 feet back of his head, and he was, with certainty and perception, which would be about 50% of the people who would sit down there, unless you're specializing in psychosomatic ills, at which it will amount to about 1.1% of the people, you should know what to do then. Of course, if you were a psychiatrist, you'd send for a butterfly net. Well, exteriorized. Psychiatrist knows everybody's supposed to be in his head. He knows he's supposed to be there. He knows he's supposed to be trapped in apathy, unable to think, unable to move. But then let's hope that your tolerance of effort is not as bad as a psychiatrist. So we would do something to improve the condition of exteriorization. Now, that sounds like an awfully obvious remark, but you would be surprised how often it gets overlooked. We say to the fellow, be 3 feet back of your head, he's 3 feet back of his head, and then what do? We do something to improve the condition. And then what do? We do something to improve the condition. Well, what do we mean by improve the condition? Improve the ability of the individual to view, improve his ability to consider, and improve his self-determinism and his tolerance of other determinism. And that's what you do. In short, here is auditing in its purest form. His viewpoint, his self-determinism, an improvement of his considerations of existence. All right. When you exteriorize somebody and you wanted a formula to follow through with, that formula is already in your hands in 8D. If you just do opening procedure and the first three steps of 8D, just like that, you pretty well got it. In other words, we ask the individual to... He comes into the session. The reason that opening procedure's there in 8D is just because we don't omit opening procedure. That's all. We don't omit it because when we omit it, an auditor can become very optimistic and he can make mistakes and he can burn up more hours than you can count. So the individual is drilled a bit. He is put through the drill, asked to put his hand on the table and go over and find a spot on the wall and put his hand on that and let go of it and so forth. In other words, 8C type opening procedure, if you please, and then particularly have them spot a few spots in space. You see, now that is 8D type opening procedure. And you spot a few spots in space, tell a fella be 3 feet back of his head. He is. Well, naturally, about the next thing that you would do would be to try to handle his attention in some fashion, so as to deconcentrate it on many of the things that it's on. And so you would tell the individual, you could tell him, simply duplicate anything he was looking at. This would have a tendency in itself to divert his attention and straighten out attention problems. And then, because a thetan has never done it, you ask him to find a nothing and have him duplicate that several times. And then, exteriorized, you understand, this fellow is. You know, you just say, anything you're looking at, now get another one like it, and another one like it, another one like it, another one like it, and then do what you please with those. All right, now let's find a nothingness. Now let's duplicate that, and another one like it, and another one like it, another one like it, and maybe 15, 20 of them. His perception will pick up. Okay, and then we say, find the two back corners of the room, And hang on to him. Don't think. Tell him let go. Minute. You know, let him hold on for a minute. And then tell him let go and find some places where he's not. You could just go through that drill over and over and over with this individual with a consistent and continuous improvement in perception. Up to the point where you have to solve a problem of universes. Now, here's what happens with one of these individuals. They exteriorize, and they improve to a certain point. And that would be their not knowingness level. They improve up to the point of they don't feel that they better know any more than this right there. And they'll hang up somewhat right there. And you're liable to have a little bit of difficulty with the fellow. His case level, in other words, rises like a jet plane the second that you tell him to exteriorize. And he does. He finds out more in that moment than he'd find out for a long time. Now, having exteriorized, however, it levels off and may hang up, and suddenly the curve becomes a straight horizontal line. Well, you don't want that to happen. But exteriorization followed by a duplication of something, then duplication of nothing. Contact the physical universe, hold on, and don't think. Find some places where you are not. Run over and over, just in that order, you see. Gives your case a terrific amount of stability. It does not call his attention to the body. Now, this can be fatal to a case just after it's exteriorized. You say, be 3 feet back of your head. Okay, now look at your body, and this can just be fatal to the case. Just slaughter him. First place, he hasn't any good, stable view of his body. He knows, ordinarily, from what he has been told, that he is a human being. But he has no real guarantee of this. It very well may be that he thinks of himself as inside a gorilla's body or a dog's body or any kind of a body. It's very easy for a thetan to make a mistake as to what kind of a body he's in because he doesn't look at the body and he doesn't necessarily believe mirrors. And so he gets outside. He's just a little bit leery of what we've got here sitting in front of us. What's this, you know? What is it? Is it a body? Well, obviously a body, but what if I took a good, strong look at it and found it was a black gorilla? I don't know. My eighth and ninth wives said it was. My mother said it was a monkey. My grandmother claimed it was a pig. And that fellow I used to be in business with claims it's a dog. There seems to be a lot of dispute on this, and if I recognize this for what it is, it might turn out to be one of those things, and then would I be embarrassed? I'm all right going through life pretending that I am a human being, hoping that other people will fall in line with this, you know. But it could be that they're just being kind. Well, this is the state of mind with regard to the body. Well, that isn't the state of mind regarding walls or space or anything else. It just isn't that state of mind. He's been looking at space, and he's looked at walls and so forth, and he hasn't heard much dispute on the subject of the walls. The main dispute has been centered around his own body. So we don't have him look at his body. Well, what if he is looking at his body at the moment we tell him to duplicate something? Well, he'll just duplicate whatever he sees in front of him. The main thing you want to do there is to pick up his perception, and so this 8D drill is well designed to do that without upsetting the case. Be 3 feet back of your head. All right, whatever you're looking at, duplicate it, duplicate it, duplicate it, duplicate it, duplicate it about 15 times. Now find a nothingness. Now duplicate that, duplicate it, and 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 duplicate it. Don't care what you do with these duplicates now. Do something with them. Okay. Now let's find the two back anchor points of the room and hold on and don't think. Okay, 1 minute later. That's a second hand of your watch minute, by the way. It's not a minute later, you know. And you tell him to let go, and then just start asking for places where he's not. And after you've done that, why, you could come back and say, all right, now whatever you're looking at now, duplicate it. All right, do whatever you please with that. Now, find a nothingness. Now, duplicate that and duplicate it. Okay. Now, find the two back anchor points to the room and hold on to them and don't think. Okay, and 1 minute later, let go. Give me some places where you're not. Some more places where you're not. But right about now, you have done something quite interesting. You've had this voice spotting spots in space, haven't you? And when you think of spotting spots in space, what's the very next thing you would think of after that? Havingness, that's right. And you're running down his batteries. So you have him mark up 8 anchor points and pull them in, and 8 more and pull them in. You've 1 at first, you see, just to give him the idea, and then 2, and then you finally get it, describe this cube, you know, with a corner. You have to describe the geometric figure that you want him to put these anchor points in. Otherwise, they'll just rack them up out in front of him, you know, and roll them in like tennis balls or something. You want them around him, forming a cube, forming the corners, putting each one in the corners of the cube, so that you've got an anchor point there. Each place, a cube would have a corner, and put that around him. And then have him pull them in. Well, with great enthusiasm the first time, he's liable to pull them in. I mean, pull them in. And, of course, they'll hit at the center, and they'll go, boom! And this will surprise him very much, because you're actually handling energy, and it behaves remarkably like energy. So you would tell him as he pulled them in, you'd say, now pull them in gently and just compress them together. Gently. Okay, and now some more, and now some more. Now, don't let them explode. Just pull them in. And remedies havingness in this fashion. And then, just for variety and novelty along about that time, you would say, whatever you're looking at now, duplicate it. Find a nothing, now duplicate it. And now, find the two back anchor points of the room and hold on for a moment. And now let go. A minute later, you see, let go. Okay, now give me some places where you are not. Okay. Now, you see, you could go round and round on that for quite a while. Now, the funny part of it is, you will underestimate how many times you can do that. You always will. Because it takes quite a little while of just that drill to bring this case up to this horizontal line. But you will come to the horizontal line sooner or later. And how do you know when you're there? When you get in no change of perception because of this drill. That's how you know when you're there. So you keep asking him if he got a perception change. He finally tells you yes, no, and something of the sort. All right, when you get to that horizontal line, you hit a level of not knowingness. And therefore, and thereby, you will have to give him a wider view, a bigger perimeter of existence, showing him that there is enough universe to go around, you know. He doesn't have to shut off his perception and everything of this one room. Maybe there's lots of things to see, and they might be new, interesting, and novel, and you shoot him right into a grand tour. Now, you got him fairly well stabilized there, you see, with that little drill. That is, by the way, not the only drill that you could pull on him, but it's certainly the simplest drill. That's very simple, that drill. And funny part of it is, I very often get somebody who has been exteriorized, and I pull this very simple drill on them, and their perceptions go right on up the line, you see. Because they hadn't been drilled in this, their perceptions had never been raised up to this not-knowingness level. Well, anyway, I shoot them into a grand tour. Sun, moon, earth, and then do exteriorization, interiorization drills. Be in the middle of a rock. Now be outside of the rock, now in the middle of the rock, outside of the rock, the middle of the rock, outside of the rock. And then chase them around until they are in fairly mobile condition. This gets rid of, for one thing, their gravity. And exteriorization, interiorization, and change of space rip havingness apart the like of which you never heard of. It just tears it to pieces. So remember, as you're doing a grand tour with an individual, grand tour includes exteriorization, interiorization, you get yourself into a fine jam if you fail to remedy havingness. Now, how do you know that the individual is having a tough time with havingness? He starts to get dopey, groggy, and slow. And as soon as he does that, you remedy Happiness. And then run him on some more grand tour. And then show him that it's pretty hard for him to get trapped on Mars and anything you want to. But remember, let him execute every command you give him. And if you've given him something he cannot do, then immediately pick it up on a gradient scale and have him do a little bit of it until finally he is able to do it all. By the way, I just remembered a case where a step level 5 resistive, no place to flinch to, was processing a step 1. And he processed it this way. He'd heard about gradient scales. So as soon as he found out that the individual could not mock up and shoot down his friends in the 5th Invader Force, why, he'd heard of gradient scales. So he had him... He's trying to break reports, you see, with this. So he had him... mock up and shoot down then the 4th Invader Force. The 4th wiped out the 5th, and this other guy was a 5, you see. 5th Invader Force. That finished him. It took me an hour to bail that boy out after he finished there. Well, anyhow, that was very fancy auditing, and doubtless would have led to something terrifically significant. But you don't need that kind of auditing, really, or really any type of creative processing on your newly exteriorized or your theta clear. You don't need to do it that way. You get more success by having him communicate with nothingnesses, because that's a perfect communication, than you will somethingnesses anyway. All right. Now, we say, well, we did this grand tour and so forth, and picked his perceptions up quite a bit, but it still left him hanging fire in some direction or another. We'll realize that you really have hit this not knowing this band, unwilling to know beyond this point. And you've hung him up. And he will stay wherever he stayed. Well, his idea, of course, of what other people know and so forth is very definitely at fault. So anytime you've exteriorized somebody, you've increased his perception all you can with simple drills and a grand tour, you had better consult this not-knowingness level. One of the ways to do this is just have him start mocking up billions of people and billions of thetans, and boy, are they smart. Oh, boy, are they smart. That's one of the ways of doing it. You can do two things that crack that way. It isn't because these two things are sequitur at all, but you can also remedy havingness. Having mocked these things up, why, having pull them in on itself, see? Remedy the havingness and mock. It's quite interesting what occurs in cases when you shift this not-knowingness level. It is quite possible for you to turn on some fantastic somatics. Some fantastic somatics by trying to shift his not-knowingness level, because these somatics are there, of course, to prevent his knowing any higher. If he got any smarter than this, there would be no interest in the game at all. And so he's got himself machines, a little trigger. And he gets some fancy somatics, as I say. They turn on in all directions. Black screens will sometimes appear, and all sorts of things. Any kind of mechanism he can think of to keep from knowing is liable to show up. But by remedying havingness, you can actually shove him bodily through this line. Crush. Bring up his knowingness level. Now, the funny part of it is many a theta clear... before he is willing to go on any further, has to change his mind in all directions about how smart other people are. Oh, he just has to change his mind all over the place. And let's say he was raised with a whole bunch of morons, and his own perception is very, very good. It's a word hasn't been used since the late 20s, but it's a good word. It's a molecular substance that's in nuclear physics. And he's been raised with these things, and he doesn't have any real level of a comparison with the rest of existence. And he's afraid of getting, he thinks, out of communication and so forth. Whatever the mechanisms of it are, his difficulty is this not-knowingness level. You can do this with a viewpoint processing as given in a fairly early PAB. You just have him mock up hordes of people. Well, you can start with one or two. You get him certain on this thing. People who are very, very smart. Boy, do they know. See, and he got lots of people that know and lots of people they know. And these will actually tear out the knowingness suppression machinery which the Thetan has put up. Because this is a new environment you're creating for him synthetically by creative processing. You're creating a new environment for him. You're creating a new idea for him. And he won't know, you see, what is wrong with his case at that point. Because, you see, it's a not-knowingness level that he has hit. Just by definition, he doesn't know what's wrong with him at that point or how to go on any further. Well, he's been associating. He might have been associating with all kinds of people. He might have been associating with psychiatrists. At which level his not-knowingness would be sub-zero tone scale. It's not true that an individual has to be as dumb as he is in order to get some fun and interest in existence. You'd think there was an awful liability to knowing the way some things fight. Well, supposing we did this for a little while and we increased his perception again and we struck another horizontal level. Gee, this is bad, you'd say. We've hit another not-knowingness strand. No, really, that's not the case. That isn't what you've hit here. You've hit space. A lot of drills could come in here. One of them would be, now, all right, now be the first piece of space you ever made. Now be yourself. Be the first piece of space you ever made. Now be yourself. Be the first piece of space you ever made. Be yourself. And his brains will kind of go creak. Thetan brains, you know. And they'll kind of creak. What's this all about? You know, figure, figure. What's this? Figure. Well, that's just the manifestation of space, because you just overtly walked out and laid your big, grimy paws on the primary not-knowing mechanism. See? Crunch! And he gets over this rather silly idea of cutting his knowingness way back. Because, you see, this world he's operating in throttles knowingness enough, and it's all rigged in thousands of ways, billions of ways, to cut down knowingness. Well, there's no reason for him to artificially cut down his knowingness. He's going to stay in association with this world because it's stupid. That'll cut his knowingness down enough. So let's have him be the first piece of space he ever made, and have him be himself in the first piece of space, and be himself the first piece of space, and be himself the first piece of space, and be himself the first piece of space, and be himself. And all of a sudden he says, well, all right. You say, all right, now be the first piece of energy you ever made. Boy, he's real stupid, see? That's really stupid. And now, be yourself, first piece of energy, be yourself, first piece of energy, be yourself, first piece of energy, be yourself, be the first piece of energy, be yourself. Okay, now we got that all set, all straightened out. The fellow at this time is liable to be kind of upset. So you have him make some space. And then forget that he made it. Then you have him be that space and be himself and be that space and be himself and unmake this. In other words, you just reverse the procedure. And all of a sudden, this individual has a recognition that he can turn on his knowingness and turn it off and turn it on and turn it off by making a piece of space, amongst other things. And you have taught him that you are up to him and wise to him, which makes you smarter than he is. And this in itself, by the way, chases his not knowing this level way up to another new level. It just tears it apart again. He knows you know what you're doing now. All right. How many 100,000 billion mechanisms now could you dream up to drill a Thetan from there on? Well, any and every part of Scientology could be addressed. Any and every part. Remembering, for God's sakes, that the basic process for somebody exteriorized are the first steps of 8D followed by a grand tour. You can process him on anything. After you've got a fellow up there and you've had him be his first piece of space and be himself and all that sort of thing, you think you've got his knowingness way on, and hey, what do you know? You run procedure 30 on him. This drives him nuts. Ooh, all this duplication, making this body duplicate this way and that way. And, you know, look at the book and look at the matches and look at the book and look at the matches. He says, to hell with this thing. I don't want anything to do with this body. Well, that thing's a trap. You know that. I mean, I don't. You'll have me back in the first thing you know. He'll give you all sorts of argument. Well, of course, if this was lying there, he was really basically scared that he would snap back in, something like that. So you just start picking them out. You could take all of 8C. You could take procedure 30. You could run 8D with a wheel on him. As long as you remember that the basic drills are the first three steps of 8D, which are be 3 feet back of your heads, which is step one. Two, duplicate anything you're looking at, then duplicate nothing. And then hold on to the two back corners of the room, and then let go. Always let go, by the way. In a group processing session, every once in a while, I see somebody tell people, hold on, I do it myself once in a while. Hold on to the two back corners of the room. Now find some places where you were not. Fellas, these people in this group are holding on to two back anchor points of the room for the next half an hour. You tell them to let go. You see, it's the automatic letting go machinery that they are really dependent on. So it never occurs to them to let go of the two back anchor points of the room. So anyway, then you just ask them places where they're not, and when in doubt, run another grand tour. You always find something new in a grand tour. Grand tour just chases him around to the three nearest planets, three nearest heavenly bodies, if they are heavenly, and exteriorizes and interiorizes them repeatedly, one after the other. This problem has been a solved problem now for some little time. It's been a solved problem for some little time. But you'll find a Thetan is, of course, up against a lot of machinery. Now, if you just went ahead overtly and started to tear all of his machinery apart and throw all of his machinery away, you would get yourself into the most gorgeous situation with this guy. He would get so unhappy, he'd be willing to blow both of your brains out. Oh, boy, he'd get unhappy. Why would he get this unhappy, you say? He is operating machines and in search of randomity. His workaday world is dependent to a large degree. His interest depends to a large degree on these machines. And you go chew them all up and tear them all up and eat them all up on him. And, oh, boy, he gets unhappy. Now, every once in a while, Thetan look at you, you know, and he'll say, you know, I'm just a thought. This makes him unhappy. He doesn't like this. What's happened to him if he does that? That's it. Havingness. You just shot his havingness to hell. And remember that a grand tour, an exteriorization, interiorization drills as part of a grand tour, just shoots havingness to pieces. Change of space of any kind shoots havingness to pieces. Spotting spots in space shoots havingness to pieces. And havingness is remedied in its most elementary and basic form by putting up 8 anchor points and snapping them in and 8 anchor points and snapping them in. Now, once in a while, for a variety, you can have him put up 8 black anchor points, very condensed, and snap these things in. They explode like mad, by the way. They're too condensed. So you have to be careful about that. And every once in a while, just for variety, just create a whole lot of explosions. You can do any harm at all. You say then there's not a very direct or positive line to processing a person after he's exteriorized. And nowhere did we mention a psychosomatic ill, did we? Get that. Nowhere did we mention a psychosomatic ill. We didn't even mention touching a psychosomatic ill. We did say, though, don't have him look at his body. But does that say he's not supposed to look at his body after that? Let him do anything he pleases with his body, just like let him do anything he pleases with his send-me-here-and-there machines. It's just another machine, and it's his machine. Let him do what he pleases with it. And that's the end of it. All right, what's stressed here? Those first three steps of 8D and grand tour, that is what is stressed at this point. If you don't stress those, your boy will get into a situation where he'll pop back into his head, and then people will be telling you Scientology isn't successful. You didn't run an exteriorization, interiorization drill on him sufficiently to get him over the idea of snapping back into the body. And so you failed to that degree. So this is quite important. You can do any procedure you know on an exteriorized Thetan, but you be darn sure that you do the first three steps of 8D and Grand Tours. And do them often.